It was a slow, languid summer day in 2007 when Ted Seides settled in behind the oblong modern desk in his swish corner office on the 15th floor of New York's MoMA building. CNBC was blaring in the background, but with little else to do, he decided to work through his email inbox. There, he spied something intriguing. A friend had sent him a transcript of a recent meeting between Warren Buffett and a bunch of college students. Seides had long been a fan of the legendary Oracle of Omaha and was a devoted attendee of the annual meetings hosted by Buffett's vast investment conglomerate, Berkshire Hathaway. But something in the transcript made him sputter that morning. One of the students had asked Buffett about a wager he had offered a year earlier, that a fund that simply tracked the U.S. stock market would beat any group of high-flying hedge fund managers. Berkshire's chairman noted that no one had dared to take him up on the bet. "So I guess I'm right," he told the students. The scorn vexed Seides, a normally unflappable 36-year-old Wall Streeter with a passing resemblance to a clean-shaven Judd Apatow. After all, hedge funds were his bread and butter. He had learned the skill of picking out the finest ones from the master himself, Yale University Endowment's David Swensen. A few years earlier, Seides had helped found Protégé Partners, an investment group that specialized in unearthing the industry's most skilled financial wizards for pension funds and private banks, a fund of hedge funds. By 2007, Protégé managed $3.5 billion of hedge fund investments on behalf of its clients and had generated 95% returns, handily beating the returns of the U.S. stock market. The hedge fund industry first emerged in the 1960s, but it enjoyed explosive growth over the last decade, and by 2007, managed nearly $2 trillion on behalf of investors around the world. Big hedge fund managers like George Soros and Ken Griffin had amassed vast fortunes, attracting envy even in other well-paid corners of the financial world. By the mid-2000s, most young Wall Streeters dreamed of running a hedge fund, not toiling away in investment banking or, perish the thought, doing unglamorous work such as lending money to companies. The boom frustrated Buffett, who had long felt that the investment industry overflowed with mediocrities, who in practice did little more than line their own pockets with the ample fees they charged clients. At Berkshire Hathaway's annual meeting in 2006, when he first proposed the wager, he gave the industry both barrels. "If your wife is going to have a baby, you're going to be better off if you call an obstetrician than if you do it yourself. And if your plumbing pipes are clogged, you're probably better off calling a plumber. Most professions have value added to them above what the layman can accomplish themselves. In aggregate, the investment profession does not do that," Buffett had told attendees. "So you have a huge group of people making, I put the estimate at $140 billion a year, that in aggregate are and can only accomplish what somebody can do in 10 minutes a year by themselves." Seides was somewhat sympathetic to Buffett's point that many professional money managers in practice do a poor job. But the proposed bet just looked dumb to him. As CNBC was trumpeting in his office that summer morning, the subprime mortgage crisis had just begun to rumble, and Seides thought that things would get worse before they got better. The hedge fund industry's freewheeling buccaneers looked like they would be far more adept at navigating the coming storm. After all, hedge funds can profit from markets moving both up and down, and invest in far more than just the S&P 500 index of U.S. stocks that Buffett had offered up to fight in his corner. They may charge plenty, but Seides was confident that they could leap over that hurdle and comfortably beat the S&P 500, which was at the time still trading at exceptionally high valuations, oblivious to the brewing financial crisis.